Emirat Hashem, we're going to learn Brachas Daf Nun Gimel. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ein Mevarchin Chulei. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis that Ein Mevarchin Loi Al Haner V'Loi Al Abesomim Shel Akum. One may not make Havdalah and say the Bracha on the Ner, on the flame, or on the Besomim if they belong to a Goy. And the Mishnah continues, V'loy al anir, V'loy al besomim, shall mesim those that were used for the dead. Says the Gemara, Bishleim anir, I can understand why a flame belonging to a goy, you cannot make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos, Mishum deloy shovas, because the flame did not rest. The bracha you make on Matzah Shabbos is for a new flame, a flame that was not on Shabbos. And in the same way as Hashem created a flame on Matzah Shabbos, so too we make this bracha. But a flame that did not rest on Shabbos, namely that of a goy, there's no iser for a goy to have his flame on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot use such a flame for Havdalah. Elo besomim ma'itama, why should we not be able to use the spices of a goy to make the bracha on the besomim for Havdalah? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Hocha b'mesibas oivdei kechovim oskinon, we're assuming that these besomim come from the parties of the goyim, mipnei shestam mesibas oivdei kechovim l'avodah zarah. Most of the parties of the goyim involve some form of avodah zarah, and the besomim used for avodah zarah, one may not make a bracha on, and one may not use it for Havdalah. Hamidiktoni seifa ein mevarchin loy ala neir v'loy ala besomim shel avodah zarah mechlal dereisha lav b'avodah zarah oskinon. The Gemara is asking that the next line in the Mishnah speaks about a neir and besomim that belong to avodah zarah. So it would be apparent from there that the line before discussing the neir and the besomim of a goy is not because of avodah zarah. Otherwise, it would be a repetition in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Chanina Misura. Rav Chanina Misura explained, Ma tam ka omar. The second line in the Mishnah is explaining the line before it. Ma tam ein mevorchin loy al aner v'loy al basomim shalakum. What's the reason that we cannot make the bracha on the neir and the basomim of a goy? Mipnei shestam mesibas oivdei kechovim l'avodah zarah. Because we assume that a Mesibah, the parties of the goyim, involve avodah zarah, and one's not allowed to make the bracha on the neir and besomim of avodah zarah, so too we cannot make a bracha on the neir and besomim of a goy. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. We saw in the Braisa, Ur sheshovas mevarchin olav, v'shaloi shovas ein mevarchin olav. A flame that rested on Shabbos, and now you have a new flame on Matzah Shabbos, that's the type of flame that you can make a bracha on Matzah Shabbos in Havdalah. But a flame that did not rest on Shabbos, you cannot make a bracha on it. Mai Shavas or Mai Loi Shavas. What's the definition of a flame that rested? Ineime Loi Shavas Machmas Melacha. Are you going to assume that it means that it must be a flame that was not used at all over Shabbos, afilu mimelocha dehatera, and that means even if it was used in a permissible way. For example, it was used for a sick person or for a yeledes who just had a baby. Even though it's mutter to light a candle for those people, nonetheless, since this candle was on Shabbos, was lit on Shabbos, it cannot be used for Havdalah. Is that what you mean? V'otanya, we learned explicitly in the Braisa, Ur shel chayo v'shel choylo mevarachin olav. A candle, a flame that was lit for the sake of a sick person or for a chayo, a yoledes, one is allowed to make the bracha of the Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So what does it mean that an ur, a candle, a flame that was not resting, you cannot use for Havdalah? What does that mean? Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, my shovas, sheshovas machmas meleches avira. The only type of candle you cannot use on Matzah Shabbos is a type of candle that was not used for a dvar heter, when it was necessary for a choyle or a yoledes, and since it was done with an avira, or others are geirus here, not meleches avira, but it was used geirus for avoida, that one did work with such a lamp, and working on Shabbos is prohibited, then such a type of lamp, such a type of flame, cannot be used for Havdalah. Tanya Nami Ochi, we found a brisa to this effect, Ashoshis Shahoiso Doilekes Veileches Kolayim Kuloi, a candle, a lantern that was lit the whole of Shabbos, from before Shabbos till after Shabbos, Lemoitza Shabbos, Mavorchen Oleo, you can make the bracha. Why? Because it was not lit on Shabbos for anything that was prohibited. It was a light from before Shabbos, and therefore it's okay, and it's not called a neir sheloi shovas. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, we learnt in a braisa, Nochri Shehidlik mi Yisrael. If a goy lit a candle on Motzah Shabbos using an already existing candle that was of a Yisrael, which means that it was a neir sheloi shovas, and a goy lit a new light from that light, or the Yisrael shehidlik minochri, or if a Yisrael lit a new candle, a new flame on Motzah Shabbos from a candle belonging to a goy, and that was loy shovas, mvorchin olov, nonetheless one can make the bracha of the neir on Motzah Shabbos. However, nochri minochri, if a goy lit a candle using a candle that previously belonged to a goy and was not shovas on over Shabbos, ein mevarchin olov, in that case you cannot use it for Havdalah. And the Gemara is going to explain. Why, if a goy lights a candle from another goy's candle, can you not use it for Havdalah? Mishum deloy shovas. Because the first candle was not shovas, this flame was not a flame that was resting on Shabbos, and that flame now goes over to the second candle, it's the same flame, and therefore you cannot use it. Yehochi Yisrael menochri nami. Why, if a Yisrael uses the lamp of a goy, and the goy's lamp didn't rest, so if the Yisrael lights a lamp from the goy's lamp, that should also be called a neir sheloi shovas. Why can you use it? Holoi shovas. V'chi teima, says the Gemara, are you going to answer? Hach isura ozalei. V'ho achrinohu ubayodo de Yisrael komisialda. Are you going to say that fire is the type of matter that constantly renews itself? Every so often, every few moments, it's a new candle. It's as if it's a new part of the candle being a light. And therefore, what was of a goy 2 minutes earlier, now the Yisrael lit another candle. It's as if it's a new candle. And it's not the same candle that was Loi Shovas previously. If so, Eloho de Tanya, Hamoitzi Shalheves Lo Shusarabim, if it's true that a candle renews itself all the time, then we have a question. There's a braisa that says that if somebody takes out a flame, a Shalheves Lo Shusarabim, from a Roshus HaYochid, into Roshus HaRabim, from a private domain to a public domain, and that's seriously also on Shabbos. And so it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chayev, if he removes a flame, assuming that there's no coals and there's no wood, it's just the flame, and the Mefarshim explain how this is possible, but if you remove the coals, then the question of the Gemara is about to ask doesn't apply. But we're assuming that he just moved a flame. Amai chayev? Why are you chayev? Ma she'okar loy hiniach, uma she'hiniach loy okar. There's a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hoitzah, in taking something out from one domain to the next on Shabbos, that you have to do an akira, you have to lift it off one place in one domain and rest it, put it down in the other domain. And if you take a flame from one domain to the next, if you assume that every moment the flame becomes a new flame, then the flame that you lifted up, your oikar, is not the same flame that you put down. And if it's not an akira and a hanocha on the same item, you can't be chayev on Shabbos for Hitzah. Elo la'olam, it must be the isura nami isya. It's not correct to say that it's an entirely new flame. There's certainly part of the previous flame that continues being a light even a few moments later. V'chi kamavorich, and when the Yisrael lights the candle of the goy, of course part of the goy's flame is now here, but part of it is a new flame. And the ki kamavorich atoisefto de hetero kamavorich, the bracha on Motzei Shabbos is made on the added part, on the part that was introduced when the Yisrael lit the candle from the goy's candle, and that's why you can make a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Ihochi nochri mi nochri nami. So if one goy lights the candle from another goy's candle, it should be have the same idea, that the first candle was lo yishavas, but the second candle has some addition, something new to it, and that something new, that added part of the light, the candle, was not lo yishavas, it was rested on Shabbos, it's new now, so you can make a bracha on that. Says the Gemara, enoch nami, you're right. Intrinsically, one should be allowed to make a bracha of the Neir on Matzah Shabbos from a candle that a goy lit, from a candle that was loy shavas, belonging to a goy. However, gezeira mishum nochri rishoin v'amud rishoin, we said that if you're going to allow us to make a bracha on the Neir that was one goy lit from another goy, we may, by mistake, confuse the second goy with the first goy. We may confuse the original flame with the added flame, and what's going to happen is you may by mistake make the bracha on an original flame of a goy that did not rest, and therefore we say that even if a goy created a new flame from the first flame, nonetheless you cannot use it for Avdolah on Motzei Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, if somebody was going outside a city, and he sees a light in the distance, can he make a bracha on this light? Or, well, he doesn't know, does the light belong to Yisrael? And can we assume it was a neir sheshavas? Or does it belong to a goy? And then we assume it was loy shavas, and you cannot make the bracha on it. Says the Braisa, Im Roiv Nochrim, if the majority of the people in that city, in that krach, are goyim, Einei Mevorich, you assume it belongs to a goy, you cannot make the bracha. Im Roiv Yisrael, if the majority are Yisrael, Mevorich, he can make a bracha. Asks the Gemara, how gufa kashit, this seems to be contradicting itself. On Mat Omros, on the one hand, you say, Im Roiv Nochrim, Einei Mevorich, only if the majority of the population there are goyim, you cannot make the bracha. Ha mechza al mechza, if it's exactly 50-50, mevorich, you can make a bracha. You're allowed to assume that this is the candle that belongs to one of the Yisrael there. V'hodor toni, and the next line the Braisa says, im roiv Yisrael, mevorich, only if the majority of the city are Yisrael, then you can make the bracha. Ha mechza al mechza, but if it's 50-50, eini mevorich, he cannot make a bracha. Well, make up your mind. If it's 50-50, can you make a bracha? Can you not make a bracha? Says the Gemara, b'dinu, the truth is, da'filu mechza al mechza nami mevorich. Even if it's 50-50, you're allowed to assume that it comes from Yisrael, and you can make the bracha. So why do you say that if there's roiv Yisrael, you can make the bracha? Even if it's 50-50, you can make the bracha. Says the Gemara, v'aydi detonya reisha, roiv nochrim, just since in the reisha, in the beginning of the braisa, it speaks about the majority being goyim, that you cannot make the bracha, ton is sefer roiv Yisrael, the braisa in the sefer uses the same terminology and says that you can make the bracha when there's a majority Yisrael. But it's just in order to be consistent with the terms, but not to say that you cannot make a bracha if there's only 50-50, Yisrael and Nochri. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hoyo mahalich chutz lekrach, if somebody was walking outside a city, v'ro'o tinoik, and he sees a child, v'avuko b'yodoi, with a flame in his hand. Boiduk acharov, he should check, find out who this child is, im Yisrael hu, if it's a Jewish child, mevorich, then you can assume that this candle, this flame, was not on over Shabbos, and it was lit just now at the end of Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, and you can make a bracha. Im nochrihu, if this child is a non-Jewish child, einei mevorich, it's a neiru shelo yishovas, and you cannot make it a bracha on it for Avdolah. Asks the Gemara, my iriyatinoik, why are you specifying that it was a child? Afilu gadol nami, even an adult, you see him walking out there with a candle, determine whether it's a Yisrael or a Goy, and then you'll know if you can make a bracha on it. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, he explains, Hocha besomuch l'shkiyas hachama oskinon. We're talking about that it was very close to Shkiyas HaChama. It was right at the end of Shabbos. Very, very just. Godil, if it's an adult, Muchacha Milsa Devadai Nochrihu. We assume that it's a Goy, because an adult Yisrael would not light a flame so soon and so close to Shkia. Tinoik, however, if it's a child, Eimer Yisrael Hu, it could be that it's a Jewish child, Ikri Vinokit, and it such happened that he took a candle right at the end of Shabbos, and one can make a bracha on it. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Hoyo Mahalich Chutz Lekrach, if somebody was going outside the city, V'ra'o Ur, and he sees a flame, Im Ovo Kepia Kivshon, if the light, if this Ur, this fire is as bright as the opening of a furnace, as thick as an opening of a furnace, Mevorech Alov, you can make the bracha on the Neir, because such a type of flame, which is so bright that it's as thick as the mouth opening of a furnace, we assume that it's a flame that was made in order to derive benefit, in order to illuminate, and not just to heat up the furnace. Ve'imlav, if the brightness, if the light is not that bright, then Einei Mevorech Alov, you cannot make the bracha on the Neir, because we assume that it was not lit in order to offer illumination, it was just there in order to heat up the furnace, and therefore one cannot make the bracha. Says the Gemara, Tony Chode, in one brisa we learned, Ur Shel Kivshon, the flame of a furnace, one can make Mevorech Alov, you can make the bracha al haner. With Tani Idoch, in another brisa we learned, Ein Mevorech Alov, the flame, the fire of a furnace, one cannot make a bracha. Lo ikashi, it's not a contradiction. Ha bitchila, ha lebesoif. Initially, when one lights the furnace, then the light, the fire, is not there in order to illuminate. It's not bright enough, that's not why it's lit. But at the end, after they've finished heating up the furnace, then they would brighten up the furnace with wood and make a brighter light, and then it was done in order to offer illumination, and that's a type of flame that you can make the bracha on. Continues the Gemara, Toni Choda, in one brisa we learned, Ur Shel Tanur, the flame of an oven, V'Shel Kiraim, and a type of stove, Mevorechin Olov, you can make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos on that flame. With Tani Idoch, in another brisa we learned, Ein Mevorechin Olov, you cannot make a bracha on the flame of an oven or a stove. Lo kashi, says the Gemara, it's not a contradiction. Ha bitchila ha lebesoif. As we saw before, when these ovens were first ignited, it was not ignited in order to offer illumination, and therefore one cannot make the bracha of Mo'iri Oish. However, later on, where they make the flame brighter in order to offer illumination, then one can make the bracha. Continues the Gemara. Tani Chode, in one brisa we learned, Uru Shel Beis HaKnesses, a flame in a shul, which shall Beis HaMedrash, or in a Beis HaMedrash, Mevorechin Olov, you can make a bracha on Motzah Shabbos on that flame. V'tani Yidoch, in another brisa we learned, Ein Mevorechin Olov, you cannot make a bracha on such a flame. Says the Gemara here again, Loi Kasha, we can explain the seeming contradiction. Hod Ik Odom Choshev, if there's a prominent person in the shul, then we assume that the flame was not lit in order to illuminate, it was lit in order just to show honor to this prominent person, and since it was not lit in order to give light, one cannot make the bracha. Hod lek adam choshev, but in the case where there's no prominent person there, we assume that the flame was lit in order to offer light, and then one can make a bracha on it. V'boy Seima, another explanation, Hava Had Ik Adam Choshev. Both brises are talking about that there is a prominent person. V'loi Kasha, Had Ik Chazono, Had Lek Chazono. If there's a chazan there, and he's going to be eating in the shul, then we can assume that the candle is there in order to illuminate and to offer light to this chazan, so he should be able to eat in the shul. not in the shul, in a little room next to the shul, but the light there is in order to give illumination, and one can make a bracha. If there's no chazan there, there's nobody going to be eating there, there's nobody there who needs the light, we assume that it was lit in order to honor the prominent person, and then one cannot make the bracha. It could be both prices are talking about that there is a chazan. Nonetheless, it's not a contradiction. If the moon is out, which means there was enough light that the chazan could have enjoyed his Shabbos meal without needing the extra flame, then we assume that the reason the flame was there on Motzah Shabbos for the meal is in order to honor the prestigious person, the prominent person, and one cannot make the bracha. But in the case that there's no moon, we assume that the candle was lit in order to offer light, and then one can make a bracha. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Hoyu Yoishun beBeis HaMedrash, if the Talmidim, the Talmidei Chachomim, everybody, they were learning in the Beis HaMedrash, it was Moitzah Shabbos, Vehiviu Ur Lefenehem, and they brought the flame into the shul. B'Shamay say everybody should make their own bracha of Boirei Moirei Ha'ish. U'B'Hillel Oimrim, B'Hillel say no, Echod Mavarich L'Kulon, one should make the bracha, everybody should listen, and they should all say Amen to his bracha. Mishum Shenemar B'Roiv Om Hadras Melech, the glory of the Melech is brought out when there are multitudes of people. Says the Gemara, Bishleima Bis Hillel Mefarashitama. I understand why Bis Hillel say that one person should make a bracha, everybody else should say Amen, because Baroiv Om Hadras Melech, we're doing this all together, it glorifies the king. Elo Bis Shammai Maitama. What's the reason that Bis Shammai say that everyone should make their own bracha? Says the Gemara, Kosovri Mipnei Bitul Bis HaMedrash. They were afraid of a disruption, of an interruption in the middle of learning, even though each and every one of them is going to have to make their own bracha. However, for each one to make a bracha takes so much time. If one person's going to make the bracha and everyone will say Amen, then they have to interrupt their learning for the duration of time it takes to listen to the bracha and to say Amen. Yes, that one short three-letter word called Amen is enough reason not to have the value of Baroiv Om Hadras Melech to save that Bittul Torah. The Bittul Torah of one three-letter word was enough to prefer that everyone makes their own bracha, and that makes it that fraction of a second shorter, the Bittul Torah. Continues the Gemara. Tanin Amihochi, we see a brisa to similar effect. Shall Beis Rabban Gamliel, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabban Gamliel, Lohoyu Oimrim Marpe. It was customary that when a person sneezes, then people would say marpe. Marpe means to health. And Rabbi Kiveiga here brings the Pirkei Jabeleza that says that before Yaakov Avinu, people wouldn't be sick before they would pass away. They would just sneeze and then a shamus would leave them with no warning. Yaakov Avinu said to Hashem, Hashem, I want preparation before I die. And Hashem respected that. And Yaakov didn't die without warning. But from that point on, says the Pirkei Jabeleza, when a person would sneeze, they would say Chaim, which means to life, zu gesund, as people say. Marpe means in health, because from that point on, from Yaakov Avinu and on, a sneeze was not anymore a sign of a person potentially passing away. And Rashi brings here that people would say Asusa, which is the Aramaic word for healing. And in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Gamliel, when somebody would sneeze, the people around him would not say that one word, Marpe, Asusa, Chaim, because just one word of Bittul Torah is too much to do. Lohoyu Oimri Marpe beBeis HaMedrash mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. It's amazing how much chizuk we can get from how much the Rishonim, the Gedolei HaChachomim, did not want to be Mevatel Torah, even just one word. Continues the Gemara. Ein mevarchin loy al haner v'loy al habesomim shel meisim. We saw in the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis that one does not say the bracha of the Neir or the Besomim on Moitzei Shabbos from Neir or Besomim that was used to honor the dead person. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason? Neir lekovid hu da'avido. The Neir is there in order to honor the dead person and was not made in order to offer illumination, and therefore one cannot say the bracha. Besomim, the scent that was put near the dead person was not there in order that we should have a pleasant scent. It was there la'avurei reichu da'avidi. It was there just in order to dispel the odor of the dead person. And since it was there in order to dispel a bad smell and not in order for us to have benefit and pleasure from the good smell, we cannot make a bracha of besomim. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol shemoytzien lefonov b'yoyim u'balayla ein mevorchin olov. A person who is prestigious enough, that is prominent enough, that even if they would have the levaya, or even if you would be lying there in the middle of the day, they would still light a candle. You see that those candles are there purely to honor the deceased person, and then even if at night they put candles, we assume that it's not being put there in order to offer light. But a type of person that they would only put candles around him after he passes away, only if it's night time, but if it were the daytime they would not put such a flame round him, then mevorchin olov, it's clear that this candle was there in order to offer illumination and not purely to respect the dead, and then one can make the bracha on Motzei Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Huna, besomim shel beis hakisei, the scents, the besomim that are used in the bathrooms to dispel the odors that are undesirable, the shemen and the oil to osui lehavir et hazuamo, that are made to eliminate the odors from a person, ein mevorchin olav, since they are there in order to remove a bad smell, but not in order to enjoy the good smell, one cannot make a brach on them on Motzei Shabbos. And the truth is, as far as the besomim are concerned, it doesn't really make a difference if it's Motzei Shabbos or the whole week. Every time that you come across besomim, you make a bracha. Boyrimine besomim, boyriatze besomim, boyriisfe besomim, whatever the bracha is, but you always make a bracha. It's only regarding the neir that there's a difference between Motzei Shabbos, which is the only time you make a bracha on the neir. But as far as besomim are concerned, these halachas apply whenever there's besomim. Continues the Gemara, lememra de kol heicha de lav l'reicha avida. Are you suggesting that any smell that was not made, that was not designated in order to derive pleasure from the scent, you can't make a bracha of besomim on them? Meisvei, this seems to contradict the braisa. If somebody goes into a store where they are selling boisem, perfumes, and he smells the scent, afilu yoshav sham kol hayom kuloi, he walks in there in the morning and he makes his bracha on the smells and he stays in the shop a whole day, he makes a bracha once when he first comes into the shop. If he comes in and out of the shop a number of times during the day, every time he walks in, he makes another bracha of besomim. Asks the Gemara of Ahocha, in the case of a besomim shop, a perfume shop, even though the smells there are not in order to derive benefit, the smells are just there because it's a perfume shop, but they're not put there in order that people should benefit from it, people should enjoy it, and nonetheless you see that you make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Indeed, l'reicha nam Yehuda avida. In a perfume shop, it's not what you thought, that the smells are there just by chance. No, the shopkeeper, the perfume seller, he especially wants the smells there because he wants people to enjoy the smells. K'heicha d'nirchi insha, so people should smell them, enjoy the smells, v'nei, so they should come in, v'nizvan minei, and they should buy the perfumes from him. So since the smells, the scents are put there in order for people to appreciate and benefit, therefore we make a bracha on them, even though they're in the shop. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. If somebody was going outside a city, and he could smell the scents of besomim, Im roiv oivde kechovim, if the majority of the city's people are goyim, einu mevorech, he's not allowed to make a bracha on the besomim. Im roiv Yisrael, however, if the majority of the townspeople are Yisrael, mevorech, he can make a bracha on the besomim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu roiv Yisrael, nami einu mevorech. Rabbi Yossi maintains that even if most of the people in the town are Yisrael, and only a minority of them are goyim, you cannot make a bracha. Why? There were the girls, the women in Klal Yisrael, that they would burn incense in order to dispel the evil spirits. Asks the Gemara, Otu kulu l'kshofim mekatron? The way you said it, that Bnois Yisrael mekatros l'kshofim, it's as if to say that that's what all the Bnois Yisrael do. Is that true? Can that be possible? No. Havalei mi'uta l'kshofim, only a minority of people, they actually burn these incense to dispel the spirits. Umi'uta nami, and there's also a minority that legamir es hakelim, that they make the smells in order to perfume the clothes, but not in order that the people should have a nice smell and have benefit from the besomim. And you've got the minority who are goyim. So between all that, ishtakach ruba delav l'reicha ovid, most of the townspeople have besomim that are not made in order to derive benefit from the smells. V'chol ruba delav l'reicha ovid lo mevorech. If most of the smells in the city, in the town, are not there in order to derive benefit from them, one cannot make a bracha on the besomim. Continues the Gemara. Omer Abchia bar Abba Omer Abyechanon Hamahalech Ba'arve Shabbosois B'Tveria. If somebody is in the streets of Tveria on Erev Shabbos, Ubemoitze Shabbosois B'Tzipuri, or he's hanging around in Tzipuri on Moitze Shabbos, Ve'riach Reach, and he smells the scent of Besomim, Einoi Mevorech, he cannot make a bracha. Why? We assume that this scent is coming from those people who are perfuming their clothes, and not in order for people to actually appreciate and benefit and have pleasure from the besomim. And in Tveria, they would make the besomim on the clothes l'chveid Shabbos, and in Tzipuri, in order for people to be a little bit calmer, even though they've lost their neshama yaseira of Shabbos, therefore they would perfume their clothes on Moitzeh Shabbos. But either way, since the perfumes were done in order to make the clothes have a nice smell, but not in order that people should actually smell the besomim, therefore you cannot make a bracha on besomim on them. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hoyo mahalich b'shuk shel akum. If somebody is going in the marketplace in the streets of the goyim, nisratze lahariach, and he originally intends to have pleasure from the scent of the besomim of avodah zarah, hareze choita, he's called a sinner. If he doesn't want pleasure and just he's walking there, he has no choice, and some smell goes into his nose and it's a nice smell, we can't blame him for that. But if you know that this is avodah zarah and you intend to have pleasure from it, that's called a chet. Continues the Gemara, ve'ein mevorchin alaneir ad sheye'oisu. We saw in the Mishnah that you're only allowed to make a bracha on the neir on Moitzeh Shabbos if you derive benefit from the light, from the candle. Omer v'yud omarav, lo ye'oisu ye'oisu mamash. You don't actually have to derive benefit from it. Elo kol she'ilu oimeid b'koriv u'mishtamish la'ira. In the event that there's enough light, that if you would be standing next to it and you would want to use this light and benefit from the light, you could, then afilu barochik mokim, even if you're far away and you're not seeing enough light to be able to benefit from it, nonetheless, you can make the bracha. V'chein omar Ravashi. Ravashi said the same. Berichuk mokim sheninu. It doesn't mean you have to be able to actually benefit from the light, and you actually have to benefit from the light. No, it's enough that you're far away, you cannot benefit from the light, but it's a type of light, that's enough light, that if you would be nearby, you could benefit from it. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, there seems to be a braisa contrary to this. What does it say in the Braisa? Hoisoloi neir tumuna bechekoi oi bepanis. If a person has a candle, a flame, on his lap or in a lantern, it could be that a flame can only be in his lap. If it's in a lantern, oi sheraa shal heves, or if he sees the flame, veloi nishtamish la'ira, but he's not deriving benefit from the light. Oi nishtamish la'ira, or he's deriving benefit from the light, veloi ra shal heves, even though he cannot see the flame. In all these cases, einu mevarech, he does not make a bracha. Ad sheyire shal heves v'yishtamish la'ira. You have to both see the flame and have benefit from the flame, and then you can make a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Bishleim mishtamish la'ira v'loy ra'o shal heves. The case which the Braisa mentions, that you're using the light, but you don't see the light, you don't see the flame. Mishkachas lo, I can tell you what that case is. Dekaima bekeren zovis, you're standing on the corner of a building, a wall, and the light, the flame, is on one side of the corner, and you're standing just beyond the corner on the other side. You cannot see the flame, but the light of the flame is definitely reaching you, and you can benefit from it. What's the case where you have a flame, you can see the flame, but you cannot benefit from the flame? Love. It must be talking about, we assume it's talking about, the merchako, you're far away. You can see the flame from far, but you cannot actually benefit from it because it's too far away. And then you see in the Braisa, it says there that you cannot make the bracha on such a light. You have to also see the light and also benefit from the light. Says the Gemara Loi. It could be that in truth, you could make a bracha if you see such a light from a distance. Because you can see the candle, you can see the flame, and if you were nearby, you would be able to benefit from it. What does the Braisa mean when it says that you can see the flame, but you don't have benefit from it? In what case can you not make a bracha? Says the Gemara, Kegoin de Amya v'Ozla. We're talking about a flame that's getting progressively dimmer, it's about to extinguish, and there you can see the flame, but it's so dim that you cannot derive benefit. Such a type of flame, you cannot make a bracha. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, we learnt in the Braisa, Gecholim Loichashois, literally translated as whispering coals, but what the Gemara means is glowing coals. Mevarachin Aleim, if you see glowing coals on Motzah Shabbos, you can make a bracha on them, assuming that they're glowing in order to give light, to give illumination. Oimemois, if the coals are very dimming, ein mevarchin alein, you cannot make a bracha because they're not giving enough light that you could derive benefit from them. Says the Gemara, Heicha domi loicha shois, what's the definition of glowing coals? Omer of Chizda, kol she'ilu machnis l'teichon kesam v'doylekes me'ileo. It's a type of coal that it's got enough light, it's burning enough that if you were to put a splinter onto the coals, it would ignite on its own. Then it's enough light that you could derive benefit from and you can make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, the Gemara is asking a question. When we were speaking about oimemois, meaning dim coals, is it supposed to be oimemois with an aleph or oimemois with an ayin? Toshma will try and bring proof from the Torah. The Omer of Chizda Bar Avdimi, Rav Chizda Bar Avdimi brought a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Arozim loy amamuhu began Elohim." The cedars will not dim his splendor in the garden of Hashem. So over there, you see that the word dimming, oimemois, and the pasuk uses an ayin. So you see that the correct way of writing oimemois, referring to dimmed coals, is with an ayin, not with an aleph. Continues the Gemara, Rava Omar Ye'osu Mamish. Unlike Rav Yehuda Omar Rav at the top of the Omud, who said that you don't actually have to have benefit, there just has to be enough light in the flame that if you were close enough, you could derive benefit. Here Rava argues, he says you can only make the bracha on Motzah Shabbos if you actually have benefit from the light. V'kama, how much benefit do you have to have? How bright does the light have to be? Oma ula, k'deisha yakir, bein iser lepundyoin. there should be enough light that if this is the only light around, you would be able to determine the difference between the two coins, one called an Isser and one called a Pundyon. Chizkiya Omar. Chizkiya says, Kadei sheyakir bein meluzma shel Tveria lemeluzma shel Tzipuri. These are weights. Meluzma is a type of weight. A weight in Tveria and a similar weight in Tzipuri, they looked similar, but they were different. If there's enough light that you can determine the difference between the two weights, that's as much light as you need. That's called you're having benefit from it, and you can make a bracha. Rav Yehuda mevorich ad bei ada dalya. Rav Yehuda, who was in his house, would make the bracha from the light that was emanating from the home of ada dalya. Rava mevorich ad bei guria. Rava would make the bracha on the light coming from the home of Guria of Adabei Guria Bar Choma, from the home of Guria Bar Choma. Abaye Mavarich Adabei Bar Avua. Abaye would make the bracha from the light coming from the home of Bar Avua. And there's a machlekes here in the Rishonim. Are these homes far away? And then it's proof to Rav at the beginning of the Omud. Were these homes very close by? And then it's proof to Rava. This is discussed in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, Ein mechazrin al ha'ur, kederech shemechazrin al ha'mitzvahis. We know that a person has to seek and search in order to do a mitzvah. You have to look for a lulav before Sukkos, and you have to look for matzahs before Pesach. Do you have to look for a flame on Matzah Shabbos in order to make a bracha? Or do we say no? If you find a flame on Matzah Shabbos, then you make the bracha, but you don't need to go searching for it. So Rav said, you don't need to search for it. Omer Rav Zera commented, Mereish, initially, Hava Mahadrana, I would go searching for a flame on Matzah Shabbos. Kiven de Shaman or Lahodur of Yehuda Omer Rav, after I heard what Rav Yehuda Omer Rav said, that you do not need to go searching for a flame, Ano Namiloi Mahadrana, I also stopped searching. Eloi Miklili Mamela Mivarchina, if it happened to come my way that I had a candle, a flame on Matzah Shabbos, then I would make the bracha on it. Continues the Gemara. Mi she'ochal v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, if somebody ate v'shochach v'loy birich, and he did not say birchas amozin where he ate, v'shama imrim yachzul emekoymi v'yivorich, v'shama say you have to go back to the place that you ate and say birchas amozin there, v'shilil imrim yivorich b'mokim shenizkar, v'shilil say you make a brocha wherever you remember. Says the Gemara, Omer of Zvid v'itaymer of Dimi bar Abba. Either of Zvid or of Dimi bar Abba said as follows, Machleikus, the Machleikus b'shamayim b'shilil is only b'shochach. If he forgot, he by mistake went away, he didn't realize that he still had to say birchas amozin, then b'shamay says you have to go back, b'shilil say you don't have to go back. Aval b'meizvid, if he intentionally left with the intent of saying birchas amozin somewhere else other than the place that he ate, divrehakil yachzor lemakoymu v'yivorich, even b'shilil agrees you have to go back and say birchas amozin where you ate your meal. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious that's the case. V'shochach tnan, the Mishnah says that somebody ate in one place and he forgot and he went somewhere else. There's a machlekes. We're talking about he forgot, not that he went away intentionally. Says the Gemara, Ma'u d'teimo hu adin afilu b'meizit. No. You can't deduce from that word in the Mishnah, because it could be that Beis Hillel says you don't have to go back even if you intentionally went away. Why diktoni v'shochach? Why does it use the term that he forgot and went away? In order to teach us the chiddush that in Beis Shammai it says you have to go back. Not only you have to go back if you intentionally went away, but even if you forgot and you went away, you also have to go back. But that's all Beis Shammai. We may have thought that Beis Hillel holds that you don't have to go back even if you went away intentionally. Kumash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Rav Zvid, or of Dimi Bar Abba, that they say that if you intentionally went away, even Beis Hillel agree, you have to go back. Continues the Gemara, Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Omru lehem Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai as follows. Le divreichem, according to you, that even if he forgot and he went away, he has to go back to where he ate. Mi she'ochal b'roish habira, if somebody ate his meal on the top floor or on the roof of a mansion, v'shochach, and he forgot to say birchas hamazon, v'yorad, he came all the way down, v'loy birich, before saying Birchas Hamazon. Yachzor l'roish habira v'yivarich. Are you suggesting that he has to go all the way back up in order to say Birchas Hamazon? Omru lam b'shamay l'bes Hillel. B'shamay said to Bes Hillel, let's think of the following scenario. L'divreichem, according to you, Bes Hillel, mi sheshochach arnaki b'roish habira. If somebody forgot his purse with money in at the top of a mansion, he's not going to bother to go all the way back up and take his purse. If he would go all the way back up for his own honour, to get his purse back for his money, even more so he should go all the way back up in order to do the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon in its best way. Continues the Gemara, Hana three Talmidim. There were two Talmidim. Chad Ovid B'Shoigeig K'Beis Shamayim. One of them, even though he went away from his original place by mistake, unintentionally, nonetheless, he went back to bench there like B'Shamayim hold. V'Ashkach Arnaka D'Dava. Hashem rewarded him that when he went back, he found a purse full of gold coins. V'Chad, the other Talmid, Ovid b'mezid, he intentionally went away with the intent of saying Birchas Hamazon somewhere else, k'beis Hillel, and he did not go back, which is what Beis Hillel hold if you went away by mistake. And he went away intentionally and he did not go back. V'ochle Aryeh, and a lion devoured him. He got punished. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Bar Chona have a ka'ozil b'shayrosa. Rabbi Bar Bar Chona was going with a whole entourage, with a whole caravan of travellers. Ochel, he ate in one place. V'ishtali v'loi borich, he forgot, and he didn't say Birchas Hamazon. Omar, and he said to himself, Heicha Avid, what should I do now? I'am minna lehu, if I'm going to tell all the other people in the caravan, in Shai, I forgot levorich to say Birchas Hamazon, I want to go back, can you wait for me? Imrili, they'll tell me, brich, you should say Birchas Hamazon here. Kol heicha de mevorchas l'rachmonu mevorchas. Anywhere you say Birchas Hamazon, you're saying the bracha to Hashem. You don't have to go back. Mutav da'am minna lehu, anshoi yoinud dava. I won't tell them I need to go back to say Birchas Hamazon. I'll go back and tell them that I left behind a golden dove. And the Mefarshim explained that he wasn't actually lying. In his mind, Birchas Hamazon had the value of a golden dove. Omar luhu, intruli de inshi yoinud dava. He said to the rest of the crowd, please wait for me, I want to go back there in order to retrieve my golden dove. Ozili went back, Uborich, he said Birchas Hamazon, V'ashkach Yeinu D'Davi, he got rewarded by Hashem, he actually found a golden dove. Ask the Gemara, Maishno Yoina, why was he referring to the Yoina? What was special about the dove? Says the Gemara, the Misili Knesset Yisrael Yoina, Klal Yisrael are compared to a dove. That's why it's a dove is something very close to his heart, something very precious and meaningful. Because it says in the pasuk, kanfei yoina, like the wings of a dove, nechpa bekesef, coated in silver, ve'evrei se'ah, and her pinions birakrak chorut, are brilliant gold. And this is a marshal, Klal Yisrael is compared to such a brilliant dove. Ma'a yoina, in the same way as a dove, einu nitzoiles, it does not get saved, elo bekanfei, only thanks to its wings, it either flies away with his wings, away from danger, or it fights with his wings, unlike other birds that fight with their beaks. Af Yisrael, so to Klal Yisrael, eino nitzoilin elo b'mitzvois. When they're in trouble, they get saved in the schus of their wings, which is the mitzvois. Continues the Gemara. Ad emosai hu v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Ad mosai mevorich, how long can you say Birchas Hamazon after you've eaten? Ad kadeshis akel hamazon b'me'ov, until the food in his stomach has been digested. Says the Gemara, Kamoshir ikul, how much is the amount of time it takes for food to be digested? We need to know, lemaisa, how long, after how many minutes after we eat, can we say Birchas Hamazon? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol zman she'eino yoreiv, all the while he's not hungry yet, or he's not hungry again, it means that the food is not yet digested. After the food finishes digesting, he'll get hungry again. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish gives us a different gauge. Kolzman shi yitzomei machmas achilosei. Somebody who eats a meal and does not drink in the meal, naturally he'll get thirsty. All the while that he's still thirsty from having eaten, it means that the food has not yet been totally digested. As soon as the food is totally digested, he will not feel that thirst anymore. Omer le Rav Yemer bar Shlamyo le Marzutra, v'omri lo Rav Yemer bar Shizvi le Marzutra. He asked as follows, Mi Omer Rish Lakish hachi? Is it true that Rish Lakish says that the amount of time that it takes for food to be digested is all the while that he's still thirsty, having eaten? V'omer v'am yom Rish Lakish, v'ami said in the name of Rish Lakish, a different amount of time. Kamoshir ukul, how long does it take for the food to be digested? K'dei lehalich arba milin, as long as it takes to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Says the Gemara, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan ba'achila maruba, if he's eaten a lot, then the amount of time it takes to digest is 72 minutes. Kan ba'achila mu'etes, but if you only have a little bit of food, then the gauge is, as long as you're thirsty from having eaten, that's how long it takes the food to be digested. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Tosfos explains it differently. Continues the Gemara. Bo lohem yain v'chulu. And this is a bit confusing. We saw in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Bolem Yain Achar Amozin, and there's a discussion in the Mishnah, if he's only got one kois, should he drink the kois before Birchas Amozin, or should he leave the kois and use the kois for Birchas Amozin? Beshamay say that he makes the bracha and drinks it before Birchas Amozin, and Besilel says that he waits and he keeps that wine for Birchas Amozin. And this is the heading of a Gemara. The Gemara actually doesn't speak about this here. We already discussed this early on in the Gemara, and the Gemara said, you see from Beis Shammai that a bracha, Birchas Hamazon, does not need a kois. The Gemara here is actually focusing on the next words in the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is Oinin Omein Achar Yisrael Hamavarech. You can say Omein after hearing Yisrael make a bracha. Ve'in Oinin Omein Achar Akuti Hamavarech. But if a kuti makes a bracha, you cannot say Amen at Yishma Kola Bracha Kula until you hear the entire bracha. Says the Gemara on this, Lememra, you suggesting, for is the Mishnah meaning to say, the Yisrael Afal Gav de Loishome Kula Bracha, Oina, that even though you did not hear the whole bracha from Yisrael, you can say Amen? V'chi Loishomar Heichi Nofik. How can you be Yotzeh? How can you fulfill your obligation of having said the bracha, or having been yotze by the bracha of somebody else by saying Amen, if you didn't even hear the bracha? Omar Chir Barav says, you're right. If you have to be moitzi the bracha, if you need to say Amen because you have to say the bracha and you're fulfilling your obligation by hearing his bracha, you have to hear the whole bracha. Over here, where we're discussing saying Amen when you don't hear the whole bracha, is b'shalei ochal imoen. He's not intending to eat with them. He didn't eat with them. He didn't eat with them, so Birchas Hamazon he doesn't need to say. But can you say Amen? You can say Amen if you heard the whole bracha. Because in the case of the Kutim, we're afraid that they added in some words. Instead of making a bracha to Hashem, they're making a bracha to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you have to hear the whole bracha. Chin Omer of Nachman Omer Rabbi Baravua, B'shalei Ochal Imoen, if you didn't eat with them, then as long as you heard the end of the bracha, you can say Amen, providing it's a kosher Yisrael who made the bracha. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rav Lachia Barei. Rav said to his son Chia, Bri my son, Chatoif Uvorich. When they're looking for somebody to be mechabit, to honor, to say the Zimun, try and do what you can to, not to grab, but be quick to encourage them to give you the opportunity of saying the bracha. And everybody else will say Amen to your brachis. V'cheinom Rav Huna l'Rabba Barei. Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, Chatoifu Borich, try and be quick to have an opportunity to say the bracha and let others say the Amen rather than somebody else saying the bracha and you saying Amen. Says the Gemara l'Memra, you suggesting the Mavorich Odif Miman De'oni Amen, that it's preferable and a person who makes the bracha is more superior than the one who answers Amen? Votanya, did we not see explicitly in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Godoil ha'oine omen yosem in amavarich, the one who answers omen is greater than the one who made the bracha. So why did Rav And Rav Huna tell their children, their sons, that they should be the Mevarchim and not the Oine Omein. Omale Rav Noroi. Rav Noroi answered, Hashemayim, which is a term which means I can promise. Kenu, indeed, it's greater to say Omein than to make the Bracha. Teiden, I can prove it to you. Shaharei Gulairin, the very common soldiers, Yordim Umetagrin B'Melchama, they go and engage the enemy in war. The Kiboirim and the strong and the champions, Yerudim Umenatzchim, they join afterwards to end the war, to defeat the enemy. So you see from there that the one that finishes, they are the strong ones. So too, a bracha, we've seen previously in the Masechta, that Omein is actually part of the bracha. It's what marks the end of the bracha. So saying Omein is of much more value than the one who said the bracha. So you see there's a contradiction here. On the one hand, it's better to say Amen. On the other hand, Rav and Rav Huna, they encourage their children to be the Mevorchim, not the Oinim. Says the Gemara Tanoihi, it's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. There's another Braisa that says the opposite. To Tanya, Echod HaMevorich V'Echod HaOine Omein B'Mashma. The Psukim that speak about giving Hashem a Brocha, they mention both the one that makes the Brocha and the one who says Amen. So Rashi here says, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah that says, Kumu, raise up, Baruchu es Hashem Elokeichem, and bless Hashem. And then it says afterwards, Vayivorchu Shem Kvoidecho, they will bench Hashem's name. And Rashi brings proof that the words, Baruchu es Hashem Elokeichem, is referring to the one that makes the bracha. Vayivorchu Shem Kvoidecho is the one that says Amen. Rashi in Nozir Daf Samchvav Amud Beis says that in the pasuk of Gadlu Lashem Iti Unoroi Memoshmo Yachtov, that I will make the bracha and you will answer Omein, again in the same pasuk talking about giving Hashem a bracha, both the one that makes the bracha and the one that says Omein are both mentioned together. Elo Shememaharin Lemavorich Yisamin Oina Omein. The reward is first given to the one that makes the bracha and only afterwards given to the one that says Amen. So from this price you see that it's better to be the one to say the bracha, and that's why Rav and Rav Huna encouraged their children, their sons, to be the ones to make the bracha and not the ones to say Amen. Continues the Gemara, Boi minei Shmuel mirav. Shmuel asked Rav as follows, Mahu lanu is Amen achar tinoikas shel beis rabon. Is one allowed to say Amen after a bracha made by children, little children? And Rashi says that these are the little children who are learning how to make brachas from their rebbes. So when they're not actually saying the brachas, they're just saying out the words of the brachas in order to practice. Omar Le, Rav answered to Shmuel, Achar hakil oinin omin, you can always answer omin to any bracha, chutz mitinokas shel beis rabon, besides for the brachas made by these children learning the brachas, and who are not intending actually to make brachas, they're saying the words of the bracha just in order to practice and learn how to say brachas, and not because they actually want to say a bracha. But this is on condition that it's not idon miftarayhu. So Rashi explains it means maftir. We know that only a godel can get one of the main aliyos to the Sefer Torah, but a cotton, a tinoikas shel beis rabon, are allowed to be called up to say the haftira. Since the Chachomim said that they can be called up to the Torah for the maftir, and they're allowed to make the brachas on the maftir, when they make those brachas, then you can answer Amen. The Rosh brings from the Raivad that the word miftarayu actually means that when these children are making brachas because they actually want to make the bracha, for example, a little child, he's got an apple in his hand and he wants to say ha'eitz, because that's chinuch, you say ha'eitz on an apple. And he says ha'eitz, that's called miftarayu, who is trying to patter his chiyuv chinuch of making a bracha, then you can say amen. But if he's just learning Baruch Ato Hashem, Boir Pri Ha'eitz from his rebbe's class, just to practice making brachas, then you can't make brachas. Avon b'idon miftarayu oinin, when they are making the brachas in order to be miftarayu, either maftir or to be pater their brachas, oinin, you're allowed to say amen after their brachas. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Shemen ma'akev es habrocha divrei Reb Ziloi. Those that had the custom that at the end of the meal they would bring oil and they would oint their hands with oil. And Rashi says here that they would bring this oil after the Mayim Achronim in order to clean their hands. Ma'akev v'sabrocha. Then Rashi says two things. Number one, you are not allowed to do zimun, which is a bracha of zimun, until they've brought the oil. Or Rashi says that ma'akev v'sabrocha means that until you bring the oil, it's as if you're still part of the meal. And if you bring in kinuach for the suda, an extension of the meal, you don't need to make a new bracha. After you've brought the oil and you've ointed your hands, at that point, it's as if you've finished your meal and you're no longer associated to your original brachas. And if you bring kinuach hasuda, you need to make new brachas. Reb Zivoi Oimer Einei Me'akev. Reb Zivoi says that this oil is not what's going to be me'akev. Reb Acha Oimer Shemen Toiv Me'akev. A fragranted scent and smells that are put into the oil, and these oils are also used to clean their hands. Ma'akev, if the custom was to bring such oil at the end of the meal, it's ma'akev. Reb Zuhumoi Yoimir, Kashem Shem Zuham Pasul Avoida, in the same way as somebody with an unpleasant odor is not allowed to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he does, then Avoida is Pasul. Kach Yudayim Zuhamois Psulois Lebrocha, a person that's got an undesirable odor on his hands is not allowed to make a bracha. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Ano, I loiziloi, veloizivoi, veloizumoi yodana. I don't know, not what Rev Ziloi says that Shemin ma'akev, not what Rev Zivoi says that Shemin is not ma'akev, and not what Rev Zumoi said that with dirty hands, with soiled hands, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Elo masniti yodana, I only know what it says in the Braisa. The Omer of Yudom Arav, it's a pasuk. V'hiskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Gemara is going to explain that. V'hiskadashtem, which means to sanctify yourselves, elu mayim rishonim. That's netilas yudayim, before a meal. V'yisem kedoshim, and you should be holy, elu mayim achronim. That's referring to the chiyuv to do mayim achronim. Ki kodosh, the word ki kodosh, ze shemen, is the oil that's used in order to clean one's hands at the end of the meal. Ani Hashem Elokeichem zu bracha. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is referring to Birchas Hamazon. Tosfos here says that even though the Gemara brings from the pasuk v'yisem kedoshim is mayim achronim, that's mainly applied in the time where everybody used to wash their hands with mayim achronim because of the Sodoim salt. But we who do not have Sodoimis salt, it's very common that we do not wash Mayim Achronim, and then Mayim Achronim is not Ma'akov, and you can say Birchas Hamazon without Mayim Achronim, and this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as one of the opinions. Most people do Mayim Achronim, some don't, and both have a place. Hadron Aloch Eilu Dvorim, Emir Tzashem, we're going to do Chazorah on Perek Eilu Dvorim, and in the next year, Emir Tzashem, we're going to start the last Perek in Maseches Brochis, Perek Horoya.